Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
I have a question for you, Elsie.
Okay.
When you were young, what kind of situations did you like to imagine?
What do you mean?
Well, for example, I used to love finding old boxes and building pretend spaceships out of them. Then, my sister and I would imagine that we were flying through space.
That was fun. I used to imagine my bed and pillows were bricks. And after I built a castle with them, I would stay inside and wouldn't come out. I think I was kind of weird.
Not at all. That's called a fort. And all kids have them.
Right.
Okay, so anything can happen in your imagination. And the fun thing is that the things that happen in people's imagination often make the best stories.
Not only the best stories, those stories make even better books.
That's right. Now, as you can probably guess, our article today is about a book, and in the book, we're going to meet a girl named Coraline.
She's about to have a really strange and sometimes scary adventure.
Okay, well, let's find out what happens to her right now.
Reading. Coraline. Coraline Jones and her parents have just moved into an old house, which is divided into different rooms. Her parents, who are more concerned with their work than their daughter, let her explore by herself. Coraline discovers a small door leading from her room to the empty one next door. A brick wall stops her from going through it, though. The next day, Coraline opens the door again to find that the bricks have vanished into thin air. Following a long hallway, Coraline discovers an other world with an other mother and other father. These other parents look similar to Coraline's actual parents, with one difference. Where they should have eyes, they have black buttons. Life in the other world is interesting. Coraline's toys can move, and the family's black cat can speak. What's more, her other parents pay attention to her. Other mother offers Coraline the opportunity to stay forever. All Coraline has to do is sew buttons in her eyes. Horrified, Coraline follows the passage home. When she arrives, however, she realizes her parents have disappeared.
Okay, so the article starts out, the first line here says, Coraline Jones and her parents have just moved into an old house, which is divided into different rooms. Now, we used the phrase divide A into B in that sentence, and we use this phrase to show that one large thing is separated into smaller pieces. Now, in this case, one large house was separated into smaller apartments, probably by adding more walls. Now, you can also divide one long book into several short chapters. That makes it easier to read. Here's another example sentence. This department store is divided into smaller sections. You can find the garden supplies over there.
今天我们看到的第一个重要的片语是 divide A into B, 将 A 分为 B。例句里头的百货公司呢被分成了不同的小区块。那文章里面的主角搬进去的老旧房子则是被分成了好几个不同的房间。一个地方被分割分区，英文里面通常是用被动来表达，也就是 be divided into。
Okay, so Coraline's in this house. That's always something interesting for young kids. She's got lots of places to look around in, and she's got lots of time to do it. That's because here it says her parents, who are more concerned with their work than their daughter, let her explore by herself. Interesting. Okay, so Coraline has a lot of time to explore. Now, explore is a verb, and when you explore, you move around an area trying to learn more about it or find interesting things in it. I like to explore new cities when I travel and find the best places to eat. But here's another example. As soon as the tents were set up, the campers started exploring the woods.
Explore 这个动词是探索、探险的意思。那如果我们在 explore 的字尾加上一个 r, explorer 就是所谓的探险家。So,Coraline had to explore by herself because her parents cared about their work more.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like great parents, does it?
No.
Not really. Okay, so I don't really think Coraline should be exploring by herself, but she is. So let's find out what happens. It says, Coraline discovers a small door leading from her room to the empty one next door. Now, if I was Coraline...I know that I would be pretty excited to find a cool hidden door like that.
Me too, but can she go into that empty room though?
Well, let's find out. She opens the door and she sees, here it says, a brick wall stops her from going through it though. All right, so this brick wall has stopped her from doing something. This phrase means...When you stop somebody from doing something, you make it impossible for them to do that thing, or you keep them from doing something. Now, you should always wear your seatbelt when you drive, because it will stop you from going through a window if you have an accident. Safety first. Here's another example sentence. The fence stopped the dogs from running onto the road.
Stop A from doing something 是阻止防止 A 做 B 这件事情。那因为 from 是一个介系词，所以记得要把动词改成动名词。文章里面呢，我们用的动名词就是 going， 也是在 go 的后面加上 ing。那文章当中呢，说到有一道 brick wall 砖墙，让 Coraline 没有办法到达另外一边的空间。She can't go into that empty room.
No, that's right. There's a wall in the way, but...Coraline, she wants to check it again. Mm-hmm. So here in the article, it says the next day, Coraline opens the door again to find that the bricks have vanished into thin air. All right. Well, this phrase vanish into thin air is today's shortcut for you. We're going to take a quick break to hear all about it.
Shortcut for you. Have you seen my keys?
No, where did you leave them last?
They were right here a second ago, but it's like they vanished into thin air.
Not only are your keys gone, but your air is thin too?
That's not what I mean. If something vanishes into thin air...That means it disappears without leaving a trace.
Okay, so the phrase vanish into thin air means 消失的无影无踪
Exactly. Hmm, where could they be?
Well, your little brother keeps walking around. Maybe he saw them?
We can't ask him. He can't even talk yet. Instead, he just puts everything he sees into his mouth.
You know what? I think I know why your keys are missing.
What do you mean? Uh-oh. Do you think he...
You said yourself that they vanished into thin air, and he does love shiny objects.
Oh, no.
So the bricks are gone?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, would you go through that door if you were Coraline?
Probably,
yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know.
I don't think I would go into that room.
Yeah.
But is Coraline going to do that?
Well, it wouldn't be a story if she didn't. All right, so here it says in the article, following a long hallway, Coraline discovers an other world with an other mother and an other father. Okay, now this...Sounds a bit strange. Here we see an, and then we have quotations around other world.
Other world, 另外一个世界, and mm-hmm. other mother,、mm. 另外一个母亲 and other father too,、mm. 还有另外一个爸爸。What are they like?、
That's a good question. Okay, so let's continue on here in this story and find out about this other world. So here it says, these other parents, that's other mother and other father, look similar to Coraline's actual parents with one difference. So I guess...They must be just wearing the same clothes that her real parents wear. They must have the same look sort of thing. But this is still kind of weird.
Yes, and when we say A looks similar to B, 代表 A 和 B 看起来是相似的。And here in the article, we know、mm-hmm. that there is one difference.、Mm. What is this difference? 不同之处到底是什么?
All right, are you ready for things to get really weird?
Yep.
Okay, let's find out the difference. Here in the article, it says,Where they should have eyes, they have black buttons.
What?
Okay.
本来是眼睛的部位竟然是 black buttons, 黑色的纽扣。那这里呢我们也可以将原句调换位置变成 They have black buttons where they should have eyes. Where 在这边当关系副词使用代替 in a place that. 所以呢我们也可以将句子改写成 They have black buttons in a place that they should have eyes.
Okay, so This would make me go back to my real house, I think. All right, so they don't have eyes. Instead, they have buttons where their eyes should be. But let's continue. Let's see what happens. Here in the article, it says, life in the other world is interesting.
Ooh, so apart from the eyes,、mm-hmm. it seems like things are okay in this other world.
That's right. Now let's find out what happens.Here it says, Coraline's toys can move, and the family's black cat, I wonder if that's other cat, or if it's the same cat, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's the other cat, right?
I'm not sure. Okay, and it says, and the family's black cat can speak. Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would live in a world where my toys could move and my cat could speak.
And I think kids love that.
Yeah.
What else happens in other world?
Okay, so apart from the eyes, everything else sounds pretty cool in other world. And there's more. Here it says, what's more, her other parents...Pay attention to her.
Ooh.
Okay, so pay attention to, this phrase, means you watch, listen, or think about something very carefully. Now, when your parents pay attention to you, they are interested in hearing what you say or do, so they watch you or they listen to you very carefully. Here's another example.Sandra always pays attention to her kids so that she knows they're safe.
Pay attention to somebody or something. 注意某人某事或是专注在某人某事上。在另外一个世界里头呢 Coraline 的父母竟然会专注在她身上哦。It seems that what happens in other world here is opposite to what、hmm. happens in the real world.
Yeah, kind of.
Is Coraline happy about her fake parents paying attention to her? Because...、Mm.Sometimes too much attention is、probably not good.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't think she gets very much attention in the real world. So I think she's probably pretty pleased with this.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, Mom, these other parents, they love me. Okay. Now, Coraline's parents are really busy, so she must really like this, right?、Mm-hmm. So remember that here when we listen to the next sentence.Here it says, other mother offers Coraline the opportunity to stay forever.
Wow, that、mm. sounds nice.
Oh, yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah, your toys can move, your cat can talk,
you
get lots of love. Now, she gives Coraline, or she offers Coraline the opportunity. Opportunity is a noun, and it's like a special chance to do something.So, for example, we could say, if you get the opportunity to study in the UK, you should take it. So, if someone gives you the chance to go to the UK to study, you should take this chance, basically.
Opportunity 是机会，得到机会去做某事。 You get an opportunity to do something. 那如果是某人提供机会，我们会说 somebody offers an opportunity. 那如果你去抓住，你去得到那个机会，那就是 you grab the opportunity. Can you say grab?
Mm-hmm.
Or you get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Or you take the opportunity to do something. Here, other mother offers an opportunity. 什么样的机会呢？也就是 Coraline can stay with them in other world forever.
Now, forever is an adverb, and you maybe know this word already, but here, let's say the meaning of it. It describes a verb or action that will happen for all future time. So, that's a really, really long time. It goes on forever. It never ends. Here's another example. These photos will help us remember this special day forever.
Forever 这个副词呢，用来修饰动作的持续时间，是直到永远。那文章中修饰的是 stay， 待下来的这个动词。So if Coraline says yes, she will have to stay in other world forever and can't leave.
That sounds like the offer.Now, to me, that's not really a very good offer. Forever is a really long time.
Maybe too much, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Is there anything that she has to do to stay there forever?
In fact, there is. So, other mother, along with saying that you can stay here forever, she does give one condition. Here in the article, it says, all Coraline has to do is sew buttons in her eyes.
Wow.
Okay.
Sew buttons.
All right. So let's look at this verb, sew. When you sew something, you use a needle and thread to attach one thing to another thing, like a button to a shirt, or to fix something that has a hole, like an old sock, or to make something new, like people who sew their own clothes. Now, here's an example. My grandmother is sewing the hole in my grandmother's pants back together.
Sew 这个动词是缝制、缝补。那我们在文章中看到 all Coraline has to do is sew buttons in her eyes. All or all that somebody has to do is 后面可以直接加一个原形动词，代表的是某人唯一需要做的事情就是。句型中的 be 动词后来呢是有不定动词的，但是呢通常省略，所以我们只有看到原形动词出现，像是文章中就出现 sew S-E-W 这个原形动词。所以 Coraline 所要做的事情就是缝扣子在眼睛上。 That sounds scary, Erin, but is she going to do that though?
I don't know, I think this is where Coraline gets a little bit creeped out. She doesn't really like this idea. In fact, the article saysHorrified, Coraline follows the passage home. Now, horrified is an adjective, and if you are horrified by something, you are very shocked or very frightened by this thing because it is very bad or very scary in some way. For example, I think we should turn this movie off. The children seem horrified by the scary clown.
Horrified 这个情绪形容词呢是感到惊恐的、震惊的。在课文中形容的是 Coraline 的情绪，也是她是感到惊恐的。那原形动词呢是 horrify, H-O-R-R-I-F-Y, 使震惊、使吓坏。那如果我们在 horrified 的字尾加上 ing, horrifying,就是形容词令人觉得惊恐的。For example, the news is horrifying. 新闻或是消息令人觉得惊恐。那回到文章 Coraline is horrified and follows the passage home.
That's right. Sewing buttons in your eyes is horrifying and Coraline is horrified. So she gets into that passage and tries to go home.Passage is a noun. It's a long, narrow path with walls on both sides that leads from one room or one space to another. Now, you don't see passages in newer houses very much. You would call them maybe hallways. They would be a lot wider and more normal. But in old houses, in very ancient houses, passages were quite common. Here's another example.The explorers followed the passage under the temple and finally found the treasure.
Passage 是通道或是走廊。那如果呢，在一篇文章中，它指的则是段落。
Okay, so she gets back home
and she's back in real world. And it says here, when she arrives, however, she realizes her parents have disappeared.
That can be good, right? Well, what happens next? Where are her parents?
Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's finish up with our For You chat today, guys. And then tomorrow we'll come back and we'll continue our story.
For You chat.
All right, welcome back to For You Chat. We have an interesting question here today. If you could live in an other world, what would it be like? Describe it.
Oh, do I have the chance to do that?
Yeah.
If I could live in an other world, I would like to have other Elsie in there.
Oh, just one or many?
Just one.
Okay.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. Who could do everything for me? I would like her to go to work for me so that I could stay home all day long doing nothing.
Do you think you would get bored?
Maybe. And then I will ask her to come back and I will go to work.
Tell her to come home and you can play with her or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you?
I think if I could live in an other world, I would live in a world where I could eat anything I wanted all the time.
And you wouldn't get fat?
And I would just be normal. I would just be normal Erin. I would be healthy. I would look good. But I would just get to eat all of the world's most delicious food all the time.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, what about you guys? It can be any kind of world you want. Why don't you have a few minutes and talk to your friends and your classmates about this question? It's an interesting idea to think about. But we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Coraline. Coraline Jones and her parents have just moved into an old house, which is divided into different rooms. Her parents, who are more concerned with their work than their daughter, let her explore by herself. Coraline discovers a small door leading from her room to the empty one next door. A brick wall stops her from going through it, though. The next day, Coraline opens the door again to find that the bricks have vanished into thin air. Following a long hallway, Coraline discovers an other world, with an other mother and other father. These other parents look similar to Coraline's actual parents, with one difference. Where they should have eyes, they have black buttons. Life in the other world is interesting. Coraline's toys can move, and the family's black cat can speak. What's more, her other parents pay attention to her. Other mother offers Coraline the opportunity to stay forever. All Coraline has to do is sew buttons in her eyes. Horrified, Coraline follows the passage home. When she arrives, however, she realizes her parents have disappeared.
Vocabulary Review.
Explore. Marco Polo was one of the first Europeans to explore and write about China. Opportunity. Samantha had the opportunity to study abroad in her third year at college. Forever. Kevin promised Danielle that he would love her forever. So, my mom sewed a button on my shirt where one had fallen off. Horrified. Nina was horrified to find a large cockroach in her clothes drawer. Passage. In this old house, there is a hidden passage leading to a secret room.